like a star.
I didn't listen very hard. Well, she told me she was crazy from the start. She put my name with yellow hearts.
She put yellow hearts.
I said she was a work of art.
I thought they were art.
I didn't listen very hard.
Well,
she told me she was crazy from the start.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines this afternoon, a Durban prosecutor appears in court, and the Australian Prime Minister faces anger over handling of bushfires.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
A 40-year-old Durban prosecutor has appeared briefly in the Durban Magistrates Court on charges of corruption. It is alleged that the Nonsekelelo Kuneso demanded a 1,500 rand bribe from the family of a juvenile who was facing a shoplifting charge. KwaZulu-Natal Hawks spokesperson Simpi Wemplongo.
Nonsekelelo Kuneso has briefly appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court. She was granted 3,000 rand bail and her case was postponed to 20 January 2020. She was arrested by the Hawks members from Durban Serious Corruption Investigation after she collected cash from the complainant, and she was charged for corruption.
The Hawks says two arrested former Eskom senior managers have appeared in Johannesburg Regional Court on charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Two business directors and representatives of seven companies also appeared in court. They were arrested in Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Gauteng. An amount of 745 million rand is believed to be involved. NPA spokesperson Bulelo Makeke elaborates.
This is a joint project of the Hawks and the investigating directorate as part of the state capture project rather. So I do confirm that two senior, well, they're former now, but they're still being held responsible for the corruption that they've been accused of. Charges relating to fraud, corruption and money laundering.
The Limpopo Education Department have conceded that more than 500 schools in the province are still using pit toilets. The department's head, Beauty Mutewana, however, says they have managed to build more safer toilets since the death of 5-year-old Michael Komape after falling into a school pit toilet 5 years ago. The Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein yesterday awarded Komape's family 1.4 million rand in compensation. Mutewana says construction of new toilets at 215 schools are expected to start next month.